This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's free as a friend. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. We're in hour number two. The first hour went so fast. That's what's good about this show. It's never the same twice. We always bring in new and different stories, and we always entertain calls from listeners who can bring up
viewers.
And viewers.
Those unfortunate enough to be watching any of the webcams tonight.
Well, that's the thing. People do like to watch us, and I don't understand why, but they do. You can watch us on Twitch. You can watch us on YouTube, and you can, you know, join in, become part of the show that way. There's all sorts of ways to do that. First of all, the us in studios, myself, Chris.
Silver Dave.
And Johnson.
And we have been talking about all, of course, we're all over the book. We first started off talking about Lyme disease and Congress actually asking the Pentagon, listen, guys, have you ever experimented with this and accidentally released Lyme disease? Is that how we got it? And they put that in a defense authorization bill. We talked a lot about ticks and lots of things that the government has done that you may not think they've done, but they have, things that are very well documented, like the Federal Reserve and FDR actually seizing Americans' personal gold. That occurred in the 1930s. Silver Dave is very familiar with these things because you've got a history of minting your own silver coins, and I think that's really cool. I remember one year at Porkfest, I offered a premium for what I was selling if you would pay me in silver coins from your foundry. What do we call this?
A mint.
A mint, okay. Yeah, so there's all sorts of little tidbits about money that most people have no idea about. What we did want to get into was this story out of Minnesota. Minnesota City Council reinstates the Pledge of Allegiance after widespread backlash. Now, we discussed this the other night on the show when it was, I think it was Ian and I on Saturday night, them deciding that there really wasn't a need to say the Pledge of Allegiance. In the words of one of the town council, look, if somebody's coming in to complain about their sidewalk, I don't see why they have to pledge allegiance to the country to do that. And that got into a discussion of the history of the Pledge of Allegiance and how it was written by an avowed socialist, Francis Bellamy. I invite you to research Francis Bellamy and find out the true history of the Pledge of Allegiance.
He definitely didn't write anything for the Nazis because he was born in 1955, so that would have been very difficult.
He did sell a lot of flags because of the Pledge of Allegiance. That was part of his angle. And the second thing was the advancement of socialism. When this really took off was during the Progressive Era.
Oh, sorry, 1855.
That sounds about right.
So actually, no, I'm completely wrong about that. Again,
he was born.
I'm illiterate too. Apparently,
that's all right.
Just because you said that, I started searching how old the Pledge of Allegiance is.
Yeah, it's actually not.
This thing is pretty new.
Yeah, it's not that old actually. Yeah.
How old is it?
If he was actually born in 1855 to 1931. Let's see when the pledge was actually written. 1891. Maybe.
Can I get a 1911 or a 1913? Something special?
You want that to be that? I don't think so. I think it's probably a little older than that. It's probably late 1890s is where I would guess, but let me keep looking.
Yeah, but what I do want to reiterate is that in that time, this was the progressive era of American politics. This is when progressivism was taking over, this idea that it was a lot of jingoism, American superiority, and, you know, empire building for the first time in our history became something that was being talked about. And this was under, you know, such famous progressives as Woodrow Wilson, you know, a very well-known progressive, Theodore Roosevelt. What? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt was one of the most prevalent progressive voices. This is a Republican. I want you Republicans to understand your history.
Here's some interesting facts. So now that I've been feverishly skimming this here. So the pledge was published in September 8th of 1892, again, by this socialist, Francis Bellamy. And that salute was also, again, designed by Bellamy, and that was the original pledge to the flag, was the Nazi salute, called the Bellamy salute. It was later changed because it was so similar, you know, during World War II, to the hand over the heart gesture, because the original form involved stretching the arm out towards the flag in a manner that represented the Nazi salute. But the Nazis very well may have, at that point, adopted their Nazi salute from the American salute to the flag, which was, again, a nationalist socialist gesture.
And if we think about what the pledge says, what does it say? It says you will pledge allegiance. You will pledge what's basically an undying oath to the flag, to an inanimate object that represents this great country. Now, it doesn't talk about the people of this great country. It doesn't talk about...
Troops are defending you. You should be respectful and grateful for them providing you your freedom. And the thing is that that argument is really tired because the same people don't understand that it's been ruled in courts over and over again that these organizations, the military, the police, actually have absolutely no duty to protect you whatsoever.
Correct.
And so the whole myth of citizenship, right, and pledging your allegiance for safety, you know, you swear your fealty to the government and they provide you with certain things, certain safeties and services, that deal doesn't exist.
Amazing, isn't it, folks? Doesn't it just kind of go counter to everything you've ever been taught? We're going to go to the phones where we've got Howard calling in from North Dakota. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I was curious what you guys thought about the e-cigarette ban in San Francisco.
I was going to say I'm really enjoying mine today, but matter of fact, I am smoking an e-cigarette, a vaping device right now. Now, personally, not that you asked, but I'm going to tell you anyway, the reason I took it on is I have been smoking cigarettes for about 40 years, and by switching over to a vape, I have not deprived myself of any nicotine, but I have deprived myself of a lot of smoke.
I was going to say, you don't smell like a smoker or look like a smoker.
I hear that a lot. But please, go ahead.
Okay.
Off the air real fast.
Why do people do that?
Well, they like to. They like to get ahead of the host and try to take advantage of my lime brain.
Oh, you got him good, whoever you were, caller. I hope you still accomplished.
I mean, it's just it just gets dumped off the air and you disappear.
Exactly. Congratulations.
That's right. He's going to disappear. Guys in black suits are going to zip down ropes tonight.
Exactly.
Don't call Free Talk Live and mess around, or this could happen to you.
Oh, my.
We have one friend who's listening live that you're going to impress.
Yes.
Hey, Timmy, watch this. I'm going to call a radio show because I'm so cool. Hey, Timmy.
We usually get those from Twitch.
Yeah.
Twitch is a good source of those prank calls, but not all of them. Sometimes we get some good calls.
Go play video games. Don't you have better things to do?
Exactly. 855 450 free. We're on Free Talk Live. We are discussing this Minnesota City Council's decision to reinstate the pledge. And rah-rah. They want to bring it back, and Trump had some things to say about it. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll free number. 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom, free as in no free lunch. But I'll tell you what you can get for free. You can go to liberty.menu and find a directory of Liberty businesses. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're here to help build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty Menu, liberty.menu, is exclusively for individuals that reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use FTL, use coupon code FTL to get a special badge. We say that you could get something really cool for free with code FTL. We can give you a badge, but the problem is almost everything is free already at liberty.menu. So check it out. That's liberty.menu. Check out my store on there. We advertise. We even pay them a little bit of money every month, and we actually get some results out of it. So we're happy with that.
Excellent.
And joined in studio with myself, Chris, is
Silver Dave
and Johnson.
And we've been talking, well, we've been talking about everything, but we've been trying to get into this story where the city council in Minnesota that said, no, we're not going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. We don't think you have to pledge your fealty to the country because you want to complain about cracks in your sidewalk or potholes in your road. They felt that that would make some people feel uncomfortable, but the story has an update. Pledge of Allegiance restored at city council meetings in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. The St. Louis Park City Council voted unanimously to restore the Pledge of Allegiance at meetings after the local outcry gets national spotlight. A Minnesota City Council on Monday reportedly agreed to reinstate the Pledge of Allegiance at meetings weeks after the group sparked a widespread and high-reaching backlash by removing the pledge recital. Now, I just want to be clear as to what happened here. The city council said we're not going to be saying the pledge before our meetings. A whole lot of very conservative people stormed City Hall, all of them carrying flags of various sizes and shapes. One picture we saw, it took two people to carry this flag. It was that big. There was that much liberty.
Compensating Iwo Jima there.
There was so much liberty in that flag, it took two people to carry it. And then they proceeded to complain because the city council dared not state the words of an avowed socialist. Now, what does Donald Trump have to say on socialists? We will never be a socialist or communist country. If you're not happy here, you can leave. This was, let me see, going way back to yesterday. Donald Trump railing against socialism, yet you have people, arguably of Trump's party, sitting here being up in arms because people don't want to say socialist claptrap, and that's what our Pledge of Allegiance is. I don't say that. This is not me being anti-American. This is not me saying I hate this country and everything about it. No. What I hate is socialism. I don't like it. I don't like the idea that we would spend a half a second convincing people that these ideas are good. These ideas get people killed. You want to talk about millions, hundreds of millions of people in this world have died in the 20th century thanks to socialism. You want me to celebrate that? You want me to talk about how great these socialist words are? I say burn them.
And I was going to say that all those people, those hundreds of millions of people that are killed because people pledge obedience to these various governments, and when they say we will obey, they pledge allegiance, they pledge to obey the orders of, they'll do what they're told, which is ultimately how these hundreds of millions of people are killed, because the biggest murderers that exist are the governments of the world.
They are indeed. One thing else, as I looked at this crowd, and I'm only looking at pictures from this city council meeting, I'm just coming to my own conclusion. I'm going to say that most of those people were probably conservatives. I think a number of them were Christians. I think for a Christian to advocate pledging allegiance to anyone but God, how do you reconcile that with your religion? You're advocating basically idolatry. You wish to say that I will pledge my life above God, above my family, above anything else to government. That's what the pledge is. Does that really jive with your values? I have a problem with it.
And this guy who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, the United States Pledge of Allegiance, Bellamy, in 1891, he was apparently forced from his pulpit in Boston, where he was a preacher. So he was also, yes, a preacher. He was not only a socialist, but he was also a preacher. And he was forced from that because people got sick of hearing him preaching against the evils of capitalism.
Yeah.
So he spent all his time preaching. He wasn't just like a regular socialist. He was going out preaching and preaching against capitalism. And finally, people were like so sick of it, they were like, get out of here. And then, you know, apparently he decided to move to Florida and, you know, carry on or whatever, yeah, down away.
But again, you got a minister who's literally run out of town on a rail because of his socialist teachings. And now we have people defending his work. This boggles my mind, while claiming to be good patriotic Americans.
Weird.
I know it's weird. It makes no sense. Now, personally, I'm not the world's most devout Christian or anything like that. But if you take a pledge of allegiance to something, I compare it a little bit to taking an oath. When I was in the military, I swore an oath a couple times. Silver Dave, you were in the military too, right?
That's true, I was.
You kind of did, and when you're an 18-year-old kid and you're swearing an oath, maybe it was just me, but it kind of felt like it meant something. I was making a promise to someone to do certain things, and that's kind of what an oath was. The idea that we would pledge under a complete, not even a thinly veiled guise of socialism, just I find amazing. The city council, which is in controversial Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar's 5th Congressional District, created an uproar after the June 17th unanimous vote, which amended the procedural rules to cut the pledge from the start of each session. The change came as part of an effort to serve a more, quote, diverse community, unquote, Councilmember Tim Brower said during a June meeting. What do you think? Is it time to retire the Pledge of Allegiance? I'm all for it, but you may disagree. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Give me a call.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right?
Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats voted along party lines to allow Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to refer to President Trump's tweets about minority Democratic lawmakers as racist, overriding House rules and GOP objections. Under House rules, the president may not be called a racist, but the Democrats used their majority to override that House rule. And after all that, the House did vote to condemn President Trump's tweets that were targeting four congresswomen. The vote did mainly fall along party lines, with a handful of Republicans joining all the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reminds us of what the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia used to say.
He said, "I don't attack people, I attack ideas." And I think that's a good lesson for all of us.
And in San Francisco, a 4.3 earthquake hit this afternoon with no injuries or damage reported. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, that's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. That's our phone number, our toll-free number, the number you can call to tell us what's on your mind. And we've been talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, and, you know, we are, I gotta say, you know, I don't think out of the three of us, there's one of us who is an avowed socialist. And we don't really like the words of an avowed socialist like Francis Bellamy, who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. And I suppose none of you have likely researched the history of the Pledge of Allegiance, but it has a long socialist history. And we think more people should know about that and should evaluate, make that decision for themselves. In the meantime, we have a town in Minnesota that decided that they weren't going to say it at the beginning of every city council meeting. I applauded that.
They don't even have time to bleed. How can they have time to say the pledge?
Right. Now, albeit they did it because they felt that it wouldn't feel inclusive to a lot of their citizens in this town, and I always get this wrong. It's St. Louis Park in Minnesota. It's designed to throw off Americans who don't have a sense of geography anyway. But it's just, you know, designed to, you know, he felt it would be better for their much more diverse community. And, you know, a lot of particularly conservative types have, you know, what's this? I hear the word diverse, and it must be a bunch of liberal stuff. Well, I won't disagree with that. I hear diversity and bandied around, and I immediately think, well, it sounds like a bunch of liberal claptrap. But in this case, they happen to be right, and I will take issue with any conservative who wishes to stand up to the pledge. I just don't think it's a good idea. And I'm not going to say that you're wrong and you're a horrible person. I'm just saying it does not say what you think it means, and you may not know it.
It doesn't mean what you think it says. Yeah.
So
I think that it definitely is a tool of obedience. It seems obvious to me that any time they say, well, you must pledge your obedience is what they really, you know, could even just as much say.
Well, and what this was sold first to was schools, Silver Dave. I mean, that's where this thing got its start. Francis Bellamy got a side job selling flags. That was part of how he was making his living, and he wrote articles and put in newspapers saying this should be said in every school across this great country. And, you know, what does that sound like to us? Indoctrination?
Yeah, totally. So there's this guy, Tony Russo, and you might have heard of him. He died a few years ago of cancer, but he was a filmmaker, made a lot of pretty famous films, in fact. But he also made a film called Freedom to Fascism. And interesting fellow. Well, there's this video that he released just before he died, where he talks about the women's liberation movement and about how the Rockefeller Foundation funded the women's liberation movement because they could only tax half of the population and because they wanted to get the kids into government schools and out of the household, you know, so that the government would raise kids instead of mom and dad or mom.
Wow.
And so this actually makes perfect sense to me. And that, you know, before the, say, like, you know, 100 years ago and, you know, before the women's liberation movement, kids were at home with mom or family and they were, like, working on a farm. They were doing things. Well, they, quote, liberated women by making it so that they got to work now, too. And they added a bunch of new taxes, like income tax, which didn't exist before the 1930s. So they really, like, they got the kids into the public schools, and then they got them saying the obedience to the flag.
Yes, not to your family, not to your God, to your flag.
To a flag, which is, you know, it's like idolatry. It seems like praying to a golden calf. And I just looked up over here the Ten Commandments. And interestingly enough, the very first commandment, I'm just going to read this out loud, says the Ten Commandments, the first one, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no strange gods before me. But ask yourself this, do you obey the God or the government first? And I tend to think most people obey the government before anything else.
And you might want to think about that. Do you, if you are a Christian, if you're whatever your faith, do you put your faith ahead of government or your government ahead of your faith? We're going to go to the phones where we've got Curtis calling in from Florida. Curtis, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, thanks for paying for my call on your 800 number on your dime.
No problem.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk. I don't necessarily want to talk about the pledge.
Okay.
Even though I don't agree with eliminating the pledge, I don't think your stance in favor of eliminating it will win you any friends.
I don't think so either. Can I ask you something? Did you know that it was written by a socialist and written as a socialist mantra for this country?
I have recited the pledge along with all my classmates from when I was young. And
me
I
too.
Continue to recite it at city council meetings or at organizational meetings in our community.
Most people do.
I don't, like many people, don't really dissect it.
I don't think anybody does. Curtis, I was the same way.
You know, you just have to understand that it's an abstract concept that it discusses a pledge of allegiance.
No.
The flag for which the flag stands is a maybe a little bit hard for you guys to get your mind around.
Oh no!
Well, actually,
if you
I have
want
a
to
question.
Make an argument about this, if you want to make an argument about this, you know, you should make it with sensible reasoning instead
okay,
of going
can I offer
all
you
over
that?
The page. You want to go back to 2,000 years ago, something written on a tablet in Egypt?
1892 is not 2,000 years ago.
I started talking about the Ten Commandments.
Right,
you know,
right.
And,
sure.
And I'm
Curtis,
thinking
sure.
to myself, I'm thinking to myself, that's not a rational argument for other documents or other.
There's many different angles.
We're not on the same page here with that. So I didn't really want to go there with you.
Okay. Well, where would you like to go? Where would you like to go?
And I really have a question for him when we're done. But go ahead.
Okay.
But you know, you know the Pledge of Allegiance is just a. It's just going to be around forever. I don't think that one city council's decision or whether they went back
that.
On their decision or
forever
not. It
seems
make a
like
big
a
deal.
Long time.
Yeah. Would you agree that a pledge is something one would take seriously?
I mean, we pledge to the public TV stations. We pledge to the people who solicit Shriners gifts. You know,
more of the point, I'm talking about another
pledge.
Kind of a pledge. I pledged...
Did you pledge for a sorority, or I mean a fraternity?
No, I pledged for the U.S. military. I had to take an oath of allegiance.
Right, and you did your time. You served your time.
I did, and I think Silver Dave did, too. That was something that was not pledging to a sorority. But tell you what... Would you like to discuss this a little bit further? I wouldn't mind. I know that Silver Dave has a question.
Yeah, I have a question.
We're going to hold you over. 855-450-FREE. That is our number. We're going to talk to Curtis. He brings up some interesting questions about the pledge and whether we should even care about it. I mean, if it's not worth caring about, why do we all say it other than we always have all said it? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's how you can hit us up. You want to get on the air. You want to tell us what's on your mind. We want to hear what's on your mind. This is an open phones show. You can talk about what we're talking about. You can change the subject completely. That's okay. What's important is that you have an outlet on nationally syndicated talk radio that allows you to do that. And there are not many shows like this anymore in talk radio. Too often it is a hard right, it's a hard left, and you're going to talk about what the host wants you to talk about. Well, you don't have to. But sometimes people do take an issue with us. They do want to discuss what we're talking about, and somebody who wanted to weigh in on our discussion on the Pledge of Allegiance is Curtis in Florida. Curtis, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
All right.
Talk radio.
Hey, thanks for hanging on, Curtis.
Like I said, you know, it's not going to win you many friends, and I think proof of that is I got through it. I don't call radio stations.
So since you just brought up friendships, here's my question, Curtis, if I'm correct. Curtis, is your name?
Yes.
So you mentioned winning over friends and the Pledge of Allegiance. I guess I just wanted to ask you a couple questions about friendship.
Yeah.
When you think of friendship, would you think of someone who would help you out or look out for your best interests in the face of adversity?
Yeah, I would say for sure.
So, like, for example, like if your neighbor was your friend and maybe your neighbor was like Jewish and the government came to you and they wanted you to tell them what the religion of your neighbor was, for example, and maybe you felt like maybe that was going to get them in trouble, but you did pledge allegiance to their flag, not to your friend. So
I guess I'm wondering, if the government... I understand that.
Yeah, no, my question
like
to you,
where you're
Curtis.
Going there. I like where you're going there because yeah, so, I just pledge, the pledge literally states pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yeah, but not to your friends.
But it says, for which it stands, one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. So wouldn't that include the Jewish neighbor?
Well, but so if you're, yeah, you would think that.
Own religion and to be, you know, free from, to be able to, you know.
Maybe you can help me better understand.
Wait, I'm sorry. Could you repeat the part?
Well, what I'm wondering is, if your government.
The first four words, literally, I pledge allegiance to the flag, it's not just the first four words. There's the rest.
There are more words.
Oh, sure.
So what I want to know, Curtis, is if you're in this situation where the government comes to you and they demand the one of the American government, for example, since that's the flag that you want to pledge allegiance to, if the United States of America flag sends folks from agencies to you and they demand for you to give them information about one of your friends.
Under their flag,
do you give the information or do you refuse saying that, well, but their liberty and so forth because the second sentence says this, or do you give the information that they demand you give them to be obedient to them? What would you do? What should you do? What should we do? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I think you should just smoke another joint because you guys are just taking it way too seriously. You got to understand.
Well, now, wait a second. I'm
why
confused.
Are we taking it too seriously?
The whole world is about understanding. And the whole way, the way you understand the pledge and its merit and its intent is by going through it the whole way, not piece by piece.
Let me ask you something.
I don't
know
what to do.
Yes. I want to ask a question here. So first, you said something about religion there about the pledge. What was your point there? Because you kind of got talked over.
You're the one who said I had a Jewish neighbor.
No, that was Dave.
No,
this is Johnson.
Well, Johnson.
One of you guys, you know, it's just us three, okay? Because I don't know what you're selling on this radio, but I don't know if anybody's listening. This is garbage.
One of us just got dumped.
Can you answer my question? I'm still asking about the religion comment that you made.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be an automaton. I've pledged allegiance to the
flag.
Thank
you for your call. Hey, I
tried
to...
Okay.
All right.
I mean,
the guys told me repeatedly, you know, there's nobody listens to us, and I shouldn't have to listen. You guys don't listen anyway, so fine. We won't listen.
Yep. So, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, this same guy brings up, you know, he starts this whole conversation with this, you know, argument from tradition, right? We should continue saying the Pledge of Allegiance because that's just always what we've done.
We should just keep
saying the Pledge of Allegiance because you shouldn't take it so seriously. Just say the whole thing, and it's such a pretty wonderful thing. You should just say the Pledge of Allegiance. Just say the Pledge of Allegiance. Just say the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge. Stop thought. Recite this thing that's designed to stop you from thinking to become a socialist cog in the machine. You're just taking too seriously. Stop thinking for yourself and pledge. Is essentially what this guy's saying, because this is a traditionalist, and what is tradition? We talked about this, you know, while we were off, you know, off air. But what is tradition but peer pressure from dead people?
I love it.
It's exactly what this guy is. It's you can hear it. It's like, come on, everyone's doing it.
You got
it. Everyone's doing
it.
You just have to be a sheep, people. You're taking it too seriously. If you just smoke a joint and relax and don't think.
I want to read a little bit from an article from Cato. This came out years ago, but it's called What's Conservative About the Pledge of Allegiance? And just this one section of it, I think it's pretty telling. Quote, it's probably too much to ask politicians to reflect a little bit before they lunge for a political hot-button issue. But any conservative so inclined should think about what they're defending, meaning the Pledge of Allegiance. What's so conservative about it? Very little, as it turns out. From its inception in 1892, the pledge has been a slavish ritual of devotion to the state, wholly inappropriate for a free people. It was written by Francis Bellamy, a Christian socialist, pushed out of his post as a Baptist minister for delivering pulpit-pounding sermons on such topics as, quote, Jesus the Socialist, unquote. Bellamy was devoted to the idea of his ideas of his more famous cousin Edward Bellamy, author of the 1888 utopian novel Looking Backward. Looking Backward describes the future United States as a regimented workers' paradise where everyone has equal incomes and men are drafted into the country's industrial army at the age of 21, serving in the jobs assigned them by the state. Bellamy's novel was extremely popular, selling more copies than any other 19th century American novel except for Uncle Tom's Cabin. Bellamy's book inspired the movement of, quote, nationalist clubs, unquote, whose members campaigned for a government takeover of the economy. A few years before he wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, Francis Bellamy became a founding member of Boston's first nationalist club. So this is the hill conservatives wish to right. die on.
And, you know, and the caller, you know, one of the things that wasn't, you know, mentioned, because he was saying something about saying the whole Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
Which, interestingly, most people don't know, the Pledge of Allegiance was added to in 1954.
Exactly. Didn't have Under God.
Originally did not have Under God, and there has been a lot of talk of changing the pledge again. And so there are some conservatives who recite the pledge as, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, born and unborn. That's one version of the pledge.
Wow.
Another version of the pledge that liberals might recite is, I pledge allegiance to my flag and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with equality, liberty, and justice for all. No under God. And add equality. So there are, you know, some differences here to these various versions of the pledge, which are designed, again, to just be these, it's a thought-stopping technique, to pledge, to recite, to say things over and over again. It is designed to get you to just stop thinking about what is going on, what's at hand.
Obedience training.
After leaving the pulpit, Francis Bellamy decided to advance his authoritarian ideas through public schools. Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance for, quote, Youth's Companion, a popular children's magazine. With the aid of the National Education Association, Bellamy's and the editors got the pledge adopted as part of the National Public School Celebration.
Wow.
855, 453. We'll probably talk a little bit more on this pledge. Yeah, there's probably some more legs in this, but we are happy to talk about whatever you want. Give us a call with your topic, 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.